This is TWiT.
Digital transformations are hard because we've actually seen some businesses kind of struggle with that. Some companies are just, you know, they're just paper pushers. They find it hard to kind of move into the digital realm. You know, what are kind of some of the challenges you see organizations having kind of moving from one space to the next, from one paradigm to the next?
Great question. I was just at an event, whether you're listening to Gartner or IDC, everyone's predicting sort of this print migration strategy going to digital transformation. And it's estimated that by 2021, over 40% of the companies will see a double-digit decrease in their printing. So the conversations that we're having with customers, believe it or not, when we sit down and talk with them, their strategic initiatives really is about driving print out of the business. But at the same time, those same analysts and the IT professionals and the purchasing agents at these large companies acknowledge they're still buying a lot of paper. In fact, in the U.S., there's over 1 trillion pages printed every year. So we're really living in two worlds, right? We've got this transformation that's happening on the digital side, and a lot of that is being driven by the workforce. I mean, generationally, the people coming into the workforce today are not raised on paper, right? They're raised on digital devices. The way they collaborate is a lot different than the previous generation. So we've got to live in these two worlds. So we need to work with customers to develop a digital transformation strategy and at the same time acknowledge that paper is still strategically important in their business.
Right. That makes sense. I think the interesting thing I see with a lot of organizations is they kind of struggle to see how they can integrate some of that digital transformation into some of their processes. A lot of them still do paper invoicing. They still do, paper contracting. I just purchased a new cell phone the other day from T-Mobile, and they still put a paper on the desk and had me sign it right there, which then took a long time for that kind of to get propagated through the system. You know, are you seeing some solutions out there helping people kind of bootstrap this process and help them kind of move forward faster than they've had before?
Yeah, so you're absolutely right. I mean, there's still a lot of the applications in business today, whether you're in healthcare or education or legal or finance, paper is still pervasive. It's still part of how they do business. At the same time, you have IT professionals saying, how can I deliver more productive services across the network? So they may be deploying some sort of cloud repository service like Google Drive or Box for Business or Dropbox. And really what they're supporting there is initiatives that they have in the area of collaboration digitally or mobility because their workforce is remote and they need to communicate better. But at the same time, they're still using print maybe in the headquarters where they're driving their business. So there's a lot going on in terms of how can we extract data? How can we extract the intelligence out of the hard copy document? And that's where really where we work with customers around a capture strategy. So when we talk about our office technology, it's not only just talking about print. It's talking about scanning as well. It's talking about internet faxing. It's talking about how do you do that securely across the network and deliver those services.
Right. And you talked about it a little bit, how people are using things like some of this consumer stuff and some of the enterprise level stuff is like the Google Drives and the Dropboxes of the world. How are people kind of securing that stuff? I mean, obviously today we see a lot of, you know, these services claim, hey, we encrypt things and so on and so forth. But it's also that transformation of going from the hard copy to the digital copy and then making sure that it only kind of get secured for a particular audience. You know, is there kind of strategies in place for that as well?
Yeah, and that begs the question, what vertical market are you in, right? So in healthcare is all about security today, and particularly the regulations that are driving that, making sure that you're locking down the information associated with a patient. So the HIPAA law the laws drive that. So when you're transmitting information or patient records, those things need to be controlled and secure. So there may be a case where we actually partner with a company that provides point-to-point encryption of that transmission. So say I'm scanning, I have something that I need to email out, you know, patient to patient or provider to provider. I need to secure that document. That can be encrypted from point to point. It can be encrypted at rest. It could be it's password protected. So we're helping companies through a scanning capture strategy plus some extra software to help them in their compliancy journey. So that might be healthcare, for instance. The same thing would apply in the legal space in terms of case records and evidence associated with a case. In that area, you're protecting the people, right? So in the case of the legal industry, if it's a minor, that information absolutely has to be secure, and who has access to it, and there's audit trails associated with it. So we offer some solutions out of the box, but then we partner with third-party companies to make that more pervasive for them.